the Jewish Community Center in Pittsburgh is one of the places offering pre-K programs. While kids are reading, playing, and learning in their classrooms, just a few doors down, an effort is launching to ensure all 3- and 4-year-olds have access to quality pre-K programs. Michelle Figler is Executive Director of the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, or PACEY. She says research has shown children who have access to strong pre-K programs do better overall in school.
Research also shows that high-quality pre-K reduces grade retention and costs related to special education. Children who participate in high-quality pre-K are more likely to graduate from high school, enroll in higher education, and have increased lifetime earnings.
But Figler says many families in the Commonwealth simply can't afford to send their children to pre-K programs.
Today, the public funds available for pre-K in Pennsylvania help fewer than 20% of 3- and 4-year-olds access high-quality programs. As a result, too many families cannot find or access high-quality pre-K.
Specific details of funding and other plans will be released as the campaign progresses, but at the outset, the Pre-K for PA collaboration will engage businesses, educators, parents, and lawmakers. Pittsburgh City Councilwoman Natalia Rudiak.
I personally call on our state legislators and our governor and candidates for governor to not only restore full funding for pre-K programs, but really elevate this issue to ensure that every single child, every family, every school, and every neighborhood has the opportunity to succeed.
Rudiak says lack of affordability for programs is a story she hears again and again from her constituents in the city's southern neighborhoods. She says that needs to change.
Pre-K can help us mediate many of our biggest challenges that we see, that I see every day in our neighborhoods and our schools, from high school truancy to dropout rates to even acts of violent crime.
Providing pre-K to all children is on the priority list of Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto. His administration's Chief Education and Neighborhood Revitalization Officer, Curtis Porter, says when the mayor met with President Obama in December, he made a specific request.
The first thing that he asked for is that the president considered that the city of Pittsburgh become the living laboratory for early childhood education and the improvements in life in general that early childhood education can bring.
It's estimated that every dollar invested in quality pre-K generates more than $2 in the local economy, with a long-term investment of $17 for every dollar spent. Porter says access to early education is one of the best investments for a strong economy.
We all know and believe that children are the treasures that will predict and produce our future, and that it's really up to us to build the infrastructure that will carry those dreams forward.
Launch events for Pre-K for PA were also held in Philadelphia on Thursday. The collaboration is led in western Pennsylvania by PACEY. Statewide partners include the Pennsylvania Head Start Association, Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children, and Economy League of Greater Philadelphia. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.